used to be top secret like a Shaolin temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching it in an angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with mo for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man. A grown man.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is your homeboy, T. Wild Mother. We're coming at you with another episode of the Direct Edition. We coming to you from Gotham City Limits. We coming to you from Gotham City Limits, and I'm sitting here with my co-host. We got Dirty C. Jeezy in the house.
Could all the parents please put their kids away to bed from this stupid show?
We got Mad Wicked.
Skinning Care Bears. Skinning Care Bears.
And Master Jushin.
Ducking another rape charge.
There you go.
Already.
Parental advisory. Already. Where's the proof?
45 seconds.
Is there a parental advisory?
45 seconds in. And rape charges all around. But we come to you to talk about, if you haven't heard, Spider-Man is issued for another reboot. We discussed that, about how that came about. And what's going on with comics nowadays as far as the covers? And this came about because of they're bringing back Birds of Prey. I know some of the fellas may not give a damn, but, you know, the wifeys and the girlfriends. I know my wifey liked it, so that's good for me. And the thing about it is that they canceled it, and a year later, they're restarting it again. So we coming up with that. So let's jump on in here. Let's jump on in with Spider-Man reboot. Spider-Man is getting a reboot. Now, from what I hear, this came about because Sam Raimi and the production company couldn't come to terms on what direction to take Spider-Man for. At first, they were starting off arguing over which villain was going to be the primary villain. Then they were discussing about, they couldn't come to agreement about which direction that the fourth movie should go in.
And how soon they were going to put it out.
So finally, the company was like, you know, Sammy, we don't need you. We can fuck your couch. And then they called Toby and said, Toby, you know, we fuck don't need couch. You either. You might as well get back on Seabiscuit too. And they called Kirsten Dunst and said, we definitely don't need your ass. So Spider-Man is going to be rebooted. I guess it's going to be another trilogy film. The next three are going to be three trilogies. The thing about it is, the thing that I'm disappointed about is, I don't want to sit through another 2.5 hours of another origin story.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already done that. And I'm sitting there like, you know, why? Because they want to take them back to high school. That's the main thing.
My thing is, I see it as all the Spider-Man movies, I thought they were all pretty decent. You know, the last one, probably, you know, we probably all wanted a little bit more from Venom. You know, we got a little bit, but you know, they were all decent. It's not like the old Batman franchise when George Clooney came and messed everything up, and it definitely needed to be rebooted.
That was Joel Schumacher.
I don't blame Clooney for that. That was Schumacher.
But it's like, you know, that was hard. Shit went downhill with that one. And you know, all the Spider-Man movies have been decent. And you know, hey, so they couldn't come to, you know, they need to, you know, put these guys in another room, give them some Capri Suns and some juice, let them rest a little bit, and bring some fresh bastards in just to thank, and you know, go with the same team. I mean, it's almost like, you know, Tobey Maguire bought out, you know, Spider-Man. It's almost like, you know, choosing new Wolverine instead of Hugh Jackman. Choosing, well, hell, they saw what happened when they chose a new Blade.
I mean, what?
good calling.
Yeah, I love you, Sticky. I love Onyx and everything. Let's keep it with Onyx.
But you know, could it use
slam? Did it?
Let the boys be boys.
Let the boys be boys. Still using the pizza. I'm sorry.
Boy. That shit brought the hell out of us. The demon boy came out.
What was that?
All right, but did
Onyx just make a guest appearance?
We got a special guest appearance, Onyx, in the house. Yeah. But could Spider-Man use a reboot? I mean, they did it with Batman.
Yeah, but they had a good reason.
To do it with Batman. So you're saying if there was no reason for them to do a reboot?
No, because he's right. They had a good team behind it, Spider-Man. It made money, and they told a good story. All three times, and they had a good cast. I mean,
all three times.
What?
I can't, maybe the first two safely. Maybe the first two, but that whole dancing Peter Parker and the third one threw me off.
They need to make it just an evil Peter Parker.
All I'm saying is, money wise, they made money regardless.
Yeah,
and it's magic. I say if it works, you know, what's the age old Adam? If it works, don't fix. You know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Yeah. You know, leave it alone. I mean, they would have came up with something else. But hey,
and it was just before John Malkovich came out and said that he was officially signed on to play the Vulture in the fourth movie. And then, like, 2 days after that, they came out and said, we gonna start all over.
But they got my costume.
we taking Pete.
I already took it home and showed my wife, and she liked it.
We taking Pete back to high school.
Yeah. But I don't want to see another Green Goblin. You're right. I don't want to see another damn origin. I mean, we can only sit through so many of those. I mean, we sit through how many Superman, two Superman origins. And
yeah. All right, here's a couple points real quick.
Go ahead, Jesus.
Didn't Sony make, like, billions of dollars?
Yes.
I want to know who the hell's running it with this kind of BS going on.
There you go.
Here's my thing. First of all, even though I hated, you know, Spider-Man 3 and I was somewhat disappointed with Spider-Man 2, can somebody say like $500 million, I think, like each movie made or something ridiculous like that?
Damn, you're broke records.
You know, broke records everywhere. So apparently you really don't want to make that much money for rebooting it.
And I got another question. How much greedy can high school actually be? I've been to high school. It wasn't really all that gritty.
I think they're going to try to use Key Show Who Remain Nameless.
Beelzebub?
Brian Michael Beelzebub. I think they're going to try to use his Ultimate Spider-Man as a launching point.
You know what? That's a great formula. I mean, somebody who came up with that is a genius. I mean, that's amazing. I'm going to give up seeing Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus and Venom for Flash Thompson. That's a whole hell of a lot. Genius. I mean,
genius.
I mean, just, and here's my other point. You know, the first, okay, if everybody can't get along, that's fine. I mean, I understand that. We all can't get along all the time. But, I mean, why do you have to go into another reboot? I mean, if it was, like Jushin said, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Now, and like I said, I wanted them to come up with a better story, but I mean, I can't figure out what the reboot's for. It's like, oh, here we go again. Uncle Ben's going to be shot. With great power comes great responsibility. Okay, I get it. And we're being flashed in with a news alert from
it could be an idea from Disney.
It could be an idea from Disney.
Oh, that would make fucking sense. Damn.
I told you there's an evil dungeon under that damn castle. It's all Disney.
Fucking
there's actually under Disney there's a jail. Well, they'll arrest you, and not that I've been there or anything, but I've heard there's a jail under there. Right.
So now they're going to make this shit kid-friendly. You know what?
So it's a Disney conspiracy theory.
You know what I say?
Not even a whole year.
Fuck it. Bring on the clones. I'm ready for clone Spider-Man at this point. Now, I'd rather see that shit than a reboot.
Yeah, actually,
I'd rather see Mephisto and Day After Tomorrow, Yesterday, or whatever the hell that stupid storyline was than a reboot.
At this point, I mean, Clone Saga couldn't be that bad, but after Spidey 3 and this reboot, and I don't think it's a good idea. So I don't know. Nah, I think it was just a power play by Sony. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, you gave us three movies, and you think you're getting a little bit beside yourself. Sony put one of them. When P. Diddy moves on making the band.
Or it could have been Disney. When Mickey walking into the studio. Ha ha, bitches, I own you now. We're redoing this shit.
And Mickey's going to be in
there. What the hell? This has got to be
because the mouse said so.
And then everybody in the background is going to be, once they go back to high school, it's going to be, I think it's going to be more like the reboot is going to be more like High School Musical.
Well, if we do that, can we please get at least get somebody hot to play Mary Jane?
Fuck all that. No, get somebody hot to play Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, or Gwen Stacy.
Let's play Gwen Stacy. I think she was sexy.
She's skinny, though.
No, she was better looking than Kirsten Dunst.
She looked like one of the damn letter people.
Look, let's just hey, if you're going to redo it, do it.
The letter people.
Hey, if you're going to do it right. Bring Gwen back first. I mean, we've seen Mary Jane. We've seen Mary Watson. I mean, let's just be honest. Mary Jane really didn't do anything for us. Obviously, it didn't work in the movies, and obviously, it didn't work enough in the comic books. They had to reboot her ass out of the fucking picture.
I can't believe y'all put her dancing in the script. That was the worst thing about part three.
Yeah. And you know what? I do gotta, you know, Mad Wicked did have a good point. I kind of liked it when, you know, that dish rag sitting there, you know, playing with my boy Peter's heart so much, you know, and then, you know, says she can't, you know, because Harry came up with some stupid scheme, which is, you know, which is one another reason why I hate Spider-Man 3. But then, you know, she's busted down. She's fired from, you know, and I like that. Now she's in a bar singing or whatever, and he goes in just pimping out with a girl that's finer. I mean, he took the step up. I mean, exactly. you don't ever go down. You go up.
He
I mean, I like that.
Yeah,
he went to her job. And said, look, ho, this is the dish rag. This is what I got. You can get to seven. Hey, keep singing while I'm dancing. All right?
And then she got a little feisty. And what happened?
Bap right in the gizzard.
Parker, bitch.
Know your part. Know your role, jabroni.
Yeah, my name is P Squared, and I got a SmackDown hotel reservation straight for you on Jabroni Drive.
And then he went to Harry's house. Open up his fucking door. And went in there and beat his ass. Yeah. Talking about his dead daddy and everything. Yeah. He went there.
Yeah.
When he said, ooh, Goblin, you're going to cry now? Yeah. Man, I lost it. Yeah. I got the Holy Ghost in the theater. I'm like, humming, I'm a genius. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Can I buy one of them symbiotes somewhere? Do they sell them in Walmart? Man. Because I like them.
I love Evil Peter Parker. And,
but you know what would have been better, though? Hey, what about our girl Gwen as Black Cat? Ooh.
Yeah, that would have been, you know. And
I'm tired of seeing
that
dudes,
was another
man.
Rumor. That was another rumor for Spidey 4 that they were going to have
Black
Cat.
That's what it
should
have been.
They were bringing in Black Cat to do the whole love triangle idea. And
yes,
Vulture as the villain.
I could care less. He's a guy.
Along
but let's talk about Black Cat. Skin type, black latex, long, big bosoms. Booty,
long
booty,
bosom.
Duty, big bosom.
What the
big? Oh, okay, hostile projectiles. You know, long hair, big booty, and oh boy, I'm excited.
Let me step back, man.
Between Blackout, as far as a nice hardcore villain, I would have loved to seen the Rhino in that.
Yeah,
tearing
just
shit
tearing
up. Exactly.
Going through the damn town.
Yeah, and I kind of didn't like with the spin they made on the Sandman. I mean, dude, it's like he accidentally...
A sympathetic villain?
No, man.
Exactly. To me, the Sandman, at the end, it just...
Boom.
It derailed the whole franchise. It just... That was the whole point of his
that
Uncle
could be
ben
why they're
killed.
Rebooting. Oh, we done fucked ourselves into a hole now.
That was the whole point. But that I think that's where they're going, back to High School Musical. If it is a conspiracy from Disney, because they already got Spider-Man the Musical coming on Broadway.
God. What?
How about that Ben
game? No, not yet. Because it ran into some kind of financial
Spider-Man
problems.
Spider-Man the Musical?
Look for Zac Efron's playing as Peter Parker in Spider-Man 4. No, fuck, watch.
You know what? That is a question.
I'd have called it.
If
now,
they reboot it, take it back to high school, who do you think they're going to get to play the young Peter Parker?
That's their boy. That's Disney's front man right there.
Zac Efron?
Hell yeah. They're going to be, Zac, we got a part for you. You're going to be Spider-Man.
Somebody answer me one question? Who in the hell is Zac Efron?
I was about to say, who the fuck is Zac Efron?
Who in the hell is Zac Efron?
He was in the High School Musicals.
Who?
High School Musicals.
What the hell is that?
Never seen it.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
Let me catch myself. My niece has
Excuse me. Yeah, I was going to say, pardon me for having a pair of testicles, but I really don't know what that is.
My niece has it, and so she's told me all about how Zac Efron, so that's yeah.
My niece has got posters that fucker, too.
So there you go. So maybe, you know, your nieces may like Twilight.
No.
My nieces are into...
No, I'd call them out and beat them. Who? Zach? No. Zac Efron? Who is this turd?
It was either that or Michael Cera.
Who? Now, who? Okay, question number two. Who Super in the bad. Hell is Matt?
Superbad. Have you seen Superbad?
Yes.
He's a skinny kid that played a part from the fat kid in Superbad.
The one with the soft voice, the real thin one.
The one running from the cops?
Yeah, he was running from the cops. He's the fastest man alive.
He's just too fucking small.
Dude, that dude is, I mean,
he's string man.
300 yeah. movie training and stuff. The most yeah.
no, called Rocky III steroids on him. He ought to be eating testosterone 3 times a day.
So Sony, if you're listening.
Which you're not to this stupid show, but go ahead.
You're going to get it in your email.
yeah.
And don't hit delete either, fuckers.
Send a virus to your
Sons
house.
Sons of bitches.
I mean,
Spider-Man reboot all around, bad idea.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, put your differences aside. You know, don't. Pull you, you know, don't get your ball and not play with anybody. Let's talk this over and get it right.
That's what it was. I'm taking my ball and going home.
And going home.
And shoot, but
oh boy.
Next up for discussion, we had the Birds of Prey came out. It hasn't come out yet, but DC released on their blog, the source. They released the Birds of Prey is restarting with issue number one with Ed Benes. And Ed Benes does some sexy ass women.
Yeah.
Ed Benes is doing Birds of Prey number one. My only question is that it just ended a year ago and now they're restarting it with a number
Dude.
One.
Dude.
And we see this trend many times before.
Brian Michael Beelzebub
comics.
Powers.
It
and Avengers.
Ended.
Wait a minute. There was one Avengers team, then there was two, then there was three.
Then there was
and now
there's
going back to one.
Well, to take it back even further, when Joe Q first became editor-in-chief
of
Marvel Comics, I think someone told me that he said there were too many X-books out. So that's when they started canceling all of the X-books. You know, X-Factor was canceled, X-Force was canceled, Cable was canceled.
They should have canceled all those damn Wolverine comics they got out.
All down the line, all the X-books started getting canceled. And then, how long has he been editor-in-chief? 10 years going on, something like that. And what do we have now? X-Factor's been restarted with a number one. X-Force was restarted. Although, granted, X-Force is damn good.
It is good.
X-Force has
got fucking like 5 comics.
They gave us Cable and Deadpool. What the hell was that?
You now have Astonishing X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, X-Men Legacy, X-Men First Class, X-Men Mark of Something, X-Men Nation. We have X-Men Forever. We have X-Men First Class. We have X-Men versus Atlas. We have the Necrosis one-shots. We have Wolverine First Class. We have Dark Wolverine. We have the regular Wolverine. We have What If, the X-Men. We have House of M, What If, X-Men. We also have X-Nation.
Little Charlie.
Do we have enough?
Really, I mean, just babies. I mean, good lord. We thought we had too many X books before. I mean, really.
But it's just a trend now. I mean, well, I don't know if it's a trend, but I'm starting to see it more and more. They did it with She-Hulk. Mm-hmm. When they restarted She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Although it may be a good. You know, mini series for a time, but ongoing doesn't grant it. And then once it gets further enough along, they want to ghost number it and change the numbers to get it that huge milestone issue, number 600 or number 200 in the long running scheme. And it's just, at first I noticed it more in Marvel, but now it seems like DC's trying to pick it up too.
Well, you know,
because they canceled JLA and restarted it with number one, they canceled JSA and restarted it with number one. And it's just, and Flash. why would you cancel it just to restart it? It doesn't make any sense.
Because I think they've canceled the Flash, and they're going to restart.
They canceled the Flash twice. Twice within a year period, because there was a time where Bart Allen took over.
Yep, and
that
ran
13 issues.
They canceled Green Lantern and Wonder Woman all around the same time.
Yeah.
with the Flash. Yep,
exactly. So what's the point? What's the point? Why
just
you cancel it and restart
again.
It? What kind of fresh start is it? But then you're going to ghost number it and give it a milestone issue? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all.
I see it as they got their money makers and stuff that's been around for so long, but of course it's dying up. They said, you know what? Let's take it away. Let's wash it up, polish it up real nice, and bring it out as something nice, big, and brand new. But, you know, sometimes it's just like,
Captain America got like 25 issues. They kill it to his ass. And oh, wait a minute, we're bringing it back, and we are now moving on to 600.
I love Bucky Barnes.
I love Bucky. Yeah,
I love the Winter Soldier and Captain America.
And shot somebody.
That shit was hilarious. He goes, this ain't your Captain America. Hell yeah, kick ass.
And you know, terrible. Take X-Force. They, you know, they brought that darkness. That so how many times have we just wanted to see the X-Men kill everybody?
And they did
that's
it.
What the X-Force. I'm a little right bit of an expert on this. So yes, yes. Your boy Dirty Sense Jeezy will tell you about this. X-Force. Finally. No, that's a good word. Finally. The X-Force went and killed everybody. They all went off on people. A Black Ops team where they weren't sitting around talking about each other's feelings and stuff like that. And they went out and killed somebody.
How many times has the X-Men gotten their ass whooped? Everybody, let's go get them. Let's go get them. Like, no.
No. Let's hold on for a second. Hold on. Yeah, we can't do this.
Let's talk about this.
Let's let these humans beat us and crucify people in our front yard. And it's okay. Yeah, I'm glad y'all weren't around in the Civil Rights Movement. You know what I'm saying?
Say, Charles Xavier would have had a look at me and said, Mad Wicked, I can't believe you thought that. Because he would have said, no, let's do it. Then he would have read my mind. I would have been saying, fuck you, Chuck. Fuck you, Chuck.
Yeah.
And your wheelchair.
Yeah, and then it would have made it. And then he would have made us all think that we were all like frogs for like a week.
That's right. What's Charles Xavier's greatest enemy?
Stairs.
Yeah. Low battery. Now you got CR Empire stuff. But yeah, man. Not that I'm up for a reboot or anything like that or whatever. I mean, like you said, you just ended. Wait a minute. Let me get back to X-Force for a second. Let me talk about my boy. What the hell is that dude's name again? No. The Marvel editor-in-chief.
Joe Quesada.
Quesada. Here's what I don't understand about that cat. Joe Quesada. Now, here's, you know, T1 Mobile brought it up, you know, that he said there's too many X books, so we're going to cancel all of them except for a couple ones. Let's see. We're going to keep Uncanny and X-Men. Now, X-Force in your sales was always in your top 25 for a 3-year stint because I have all of them, and I was reading them religiously. Because they have my favorite character.
Static X or
No, that bullshit, no. That's why they got canceled at one point in time. But then they changed into that bullshit at X-Static. But here's the thing. Joe Quesada, out of everything, canceled X-Force that was in a top 25 and kept Cable. Somebody who had not been in the top 60 in 3 years prior. But he got rid of that. I don't understand why you would take a cash cow and say, bloop, nope, we're not going to have this, but I'm going to keep, you know, that's where his whole Marvel Knights mentality really hurt him. You know, taking B-list characters and then, you know, because he had some success with Marvel Knights. And then,
yeah, that became a trend as well.
Right, you know, taking
B-list characters.
Taking his thing was, I'll take Cable and we'll make him really big. No, it got canceled like 4 months later because it wasn't an interesting character. But in this rebooting thing, first of all, I mean, it's Birds of Prey. It's like, who cares? Anybody who doesn't have a Y chromosome, they like that. But guys with a Y chromosome, not so much. I mean, you got the female version of Charles Xavier running around. You know, Batman's illegitimate kid.
Stop.
And somebody who sings
Stop
real loud.
It. Don't talk
who
about her like
got,
that.
Got two questions. Who cares?
Stop it, Casey.
I mean, what's going to happen what's going to happen when, you know, when she sees the future? What's her name again? Fortune teller, or what's her name?
Oracle.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah. Yeah. You know, what's going to happen when Nightwing, you know, rolls up in that again? She ain't going to feel it. No matter.
Hold
so
up.
Who cares?
Wait a minute. You treading on territory. That's my dog. Dick Grayson.
I don't think he's going to roll up in her.
But he rolled up in her, right?
Dick Grayson going to lay the trick of Dick Pike to her.
Yeah, I know, but she ain't going to feel it.
You're going to bring them legs back.
Yeah.
You're going to feel this. You're going to bring them feelings
but
back.
But that reason why she broke up, she like, for a certain time there, she made it. She felt like fucking legs could move and shit.
You know, and you know what else they did this
just
with?
Too damn good. I can't do it no more.
She's like, my toes are curling. Oh shit! My toes are curling.
She hopped off the dick like, oh motherfucker, you are the shit. Oh wait a minute.
You are being hailed, rise and walk. Now here's my thing though. They also did this with Thor.
Yep. Yeah.
And that brought his ultimate destruction of bad sales because...
Ragnarok.
Because the whole thing sucked, okay? That all had to do with Bendis and all them other guys getting together and somebody with the stupidest ideas thought of something. And then after that, you know who else they did that with? Incredible Hulk.
I love
Incredible Hulk. War Hulk.
Okay, yeah, think prior to Hulk. Okay, think before that.
But remember,
they ended that. Now it's Incredible Hercules. They just said we're not even going to stop making the Incredible Hulk. We're just going to change
Hercules. Now where did that come from?
It became
the Incredible Hulk.
When he came back,
what kind of significance did that have, though? Well, I mean,
Hercules started running around with that little kid who was looking for the Hulk, and the Hulk came back to just kick everybody's ass on the planet, and Hercules was there, and
they called it the Incredible
Hercules. Oh, guess what? They're going to kill him off.
And then they start Hulk all over again. And now they went back. And here's what kills me. They restarted and rebooted at number one. And then when they get about 40 or 50 issues into it, they just tack on that number to the last known issue number they had and add them up. And then they say, oh, by the way, now this is Incredible Hulk 750.
Number, the milestone 700 issue of the Incredible Hulk consecutive
I'm like, I thought it was 52. I'm missing something here. Didn't you restart?
Because it just recently happened with X-Factor.
Yep.
Yes. And
Captain America, yeah.
Captain America, X-Factor, and Spider-Man. X-Factor was at issue 50. And then the next
issue. And it's like, who cared anyway? Why did they come back anyway?
Same thing with Captain America. He got the issue 50. And then the next thing it was issue 600.
And with X-Factor is issue 200. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the hell is the rest of 150 issues?
Did I miss something? Did I get amnesia? Wait a second. Did one of you guys kill me and I was like out for like 10 years and now y'all allowed me to come back or something?
I'm not writing a story. That's all I know.
But Marvel DC, if you listening, which you probably not, but you're going to get this in your email too, fuckers, and you better not press delete either.
Yeah, because did we already mention that? The Starman issues?
No.
Because the Blackest Night, because all the Blackest Night titles are there. Everyone's got to have their Blackest Night story, so everybody who's been canceled has got one shot, but it's a number at the end of the run when the series is canceled. So a comic book you read 7 years ago has got a one shot, but it's got the number that ended
So if I was a comic book collector, let's say I was collecting, let's say Birds of Prey or whatever, and they ended on what issue?
127.
Whatever. So it's 120 something, and they have Blackest Night, Birds of Prey, and they're going to reboot it at number one. So would that count as 127, 128, and then 129?
No, they're
going to
mark it as 129 or 128. So that way, here it is. It's at the end of the series. It's a one-shot, but here it is, 128.
But it was a year later, though. Yep. That's what you should...
Yeah, it was a year later, yeah.
The Blackest Night relaunches, those were just tie-ins. And I think that was a gimmick. I knew that was a gimmick. It was actually a pretty good gimmick. I have to give it to DC for that one.
Yeah. Gimmick
and it went along with the whole Blackest Night thing of resurrecting the dead. That was what they were doing with the issues.
Why renumber them instead of just letting them be one shots?
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have to be
let
the end
be
of that series.
Right. I can see
the one shots, but yeah, they did bring it.
I mean, Blackest Night is the best story that's gone on for the last 10 years, in my opinion. But, like I said, I don't even mind everybody getting into it, but why bring it back and put it into one? I think they're just trying to make money. And, if the stories are cool or whatever, I guess I can see it, but I don't like going into books that are already done and then go, but wait a minute, I got one story, here we go, let's try to pick it up. Now you got to pick it up just to stay in continuum with the rest of the story. I don't like that.
I would love a Birds of Prey Black Snight one shot because that's a picture like little Black Lantern toe rings going to Batgirl's leg.
Sick motherfucker.
Legs are dead.
And the top half of her can control stuff, but the bottom half she can't control. She'll be dead.
You are a dirty motherfucker.
That's a great idea.
Somebody
from DC, I know y'all are out there listening. I know y'all are in the closet fans.
You can have that.
Y'all just got a great idea for fucking free, jackass. So hey, give my boy Mad Wicked his props. That's a hell of an idea. I like that. Let's say, what if the legs just rip themselves off of the body? That'd be the greatest ever, dude. Oh my god.
Stop it.
I might like Soothsayer then.
Stop talking about Oracle like that.
Oh yeah, Oracle. My
bad. Stop it.
You guys are
did you say oral?
Oracle.
Does she still wear glasses?
Yes.
Them sexy ass school teacher glasses?
Dude, she's in a wheelchair. What's she gonna do? What?
Oracle.
But she still has that shape in her legs, though. It's not like they got skinny and
she's bony. Also got the shape in her mouth, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here you go. Hey, you wanna impress me? Huh. Walk up some stairs. Okay, so you can get on a computer. This is what, you know, do you remember the Centurions?
Yeah.
She ain't no different than April up in Skylab. Damn. Beaming them shit. You know, what does she do? She's on the computer. Hey, guys, the police are coming. What does she really do?
Send me Wild Weasel.
She sits around all day. Yeah, she sits around all day. What's going on? Oh, something else is going on here. How does she know? What's she going to tell somebody to do? And by the way, if you were on the Birds of Prey or whatever, would you really listen to some crippled bitch that, you know, couldn't keep her own legs to herself? Yeah, hey, I want you to run in here and do that. Hey, why don't you run and do it? Yeah, like I'm gonna do anything she says. She got crushed. She became a paraplegic whatever. She became she can't use her legs. You know, because of stupid mistakes she made. So you think I'm really gonna listen to her and wind up right beside her?
How's that mistake she made? She opened the door.
That was a mistake. She said, "Look through the peephole."
Hey, wrong fucking door.
She should have looked through the peephole.
Okay. Yeah. Big ass. And Joe didn't even have a costume on. That motherfucker had a big ass smile.
He had a beach shirt on, fucking shorts and some sandals. And hey, clown!
I bet you she'll get a peephole or get a voicemail or whatever, or a voice thing.
Always
yes, who is it? A buzzer. You know, a buzzer. Yes, who is it?
Video camera.
Yeah. Yeah, real smart there, superhero. Yeah, like I'm going to listen to what the hell she's got to say. Yeah. Hey, you want to impress me? Hey, the New York Marathon's in a month. Just for what you know. Yeah, I want to do what you said, me become one too. Then we could have wheelie races at the end.
Damn.
Stop. I already got one. This is on a personal note. Y'all won't know what the hell I'm talking about. Or we can go to trivia night and see some dude dance off at Hooters.
That's our boy, though.
Hey.
We love him. I just picture her just opening the door because, you know, Batman always says, stay in your garden. And she's like, do-do-do. Who is. Oh, shit!
Yeah. Wow. Hey, she's probably. I hope this is one of the Mary Kay girls. You know, sell me some. Yes, what the?
You know what? If that was me, you know what I would have done? I would have got my phone. Hello, can I get X-Force, please? Yeah, Wolverine. Yeah. Hey, somebody, come cut this motherfucker right here.
There's somebody at the door.
I'm laying on the floor bleeding and shit. And come, did you please get? How long is it gonna take you to get? All right, thank you.
I'm sending somebody to pick you up.
That happened in the. What issue did that happen in with Batman? And Robin got killed that issue too, right?
No, not that issue. It was in another story arc.
No, I thought that Oracle got shot, or Batgirl got shot, Barbara Gordon got shot,
yeah.
and Dick Grayson died, didn't he? Jason Todd. Yeah.
Not in that order. He died in All in the Family.
Death in the Family. Death
Wasn't family, that Death in the Family?
But she
wasn't
didn't
that
get
all
shot
the same
that.
Thing?
No. Yeah, the
killing joke. Yeah, the killing joke. Yeah, and then he made Commissioner Gordon. Didn't he make like Commissioner Gordon like watch it or something? Yeah, what? Yeah,
he did that. The Joker did that.
Yeah,
Joker.
Oh, where's that book at?
The killing joke. I have a copy of it. It's pretty good.
That is awesome.
I didn't know that. I know.
Richter, while she was bleeding,
then?
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a shirt and a poster.
But to wrap this up, Marvel and DC. Stop all the reboots. Just continue. If it's low on sales, just push it on a little bit further because you're just going to end up rebooting it with a number one anyway and then renumber it. So just keep it going. Keep
and if it sucks,
going.
Let it go.
Just keep the flow going.
Or if you can't do, well, you know what I see, if they can't just let it go, what they're doing in some of the books now, just have them a little bit at the end of one of the other books.
Second features.
Exactly.
You just put the second move it to a second feature.
If your books suck, how about writing them better? How about that?
And then there's that.
Instead of pulling the old stale, let me just cancel this, wait a couple weeks for people to miss it, then reboot it at number one so we can hopefully get sales up. I mean, dude, I don't even have a marketing degree and I know better than this.
But this is your boy, T.Y. Mobile. We finna get out of here. Coming to you with the latest episode of the Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinion on comic books, video games, anime, and related movies. And these were my co-hosts, Dirty C. Jeezy.
Peace.
Mad Wicked.
Sinestro for President.
And Master Jushin.
Booty out.
And I want to send out a word up to Arsenal. with that new bionic arm. Don't test it out while you masturbating. We out of here.